Momentum Metropolitan is set to acquire Alexander Forbes' short-term insurance business, and that's for a price tag of around 1.9 billion rand. Rista Katola, the CFO of Momentum Metropolitan, joins us now to discuss the transaction and what it means for Metropolitan going forward. Thank you so much for your time. Let's talk about this particular transaction. Why this one?
Well, Alexander Forbes Insurance, obviously a very well-known entity. We have a short-term insurance business of our own with about 60,000 odd clients. We've been looking for a potential acquisition for a while, and Alexander Forbes has always been an asset we were quite attracted to. And about 3-4 months ago, Alexander Forbes announced that they will, you know, look to sell the asset. So obviously we immediately got on the phone and made sure we were part of the process.
Yeah. Tell me about the existing insurance business that you guys manage. How's that been performing so far?
It's Momentum Short-Term Insurance. It has done quite well. It's been growing at about 1,000 clients net a month. Mm-hmm. So it's gone from 40,000, 50,000, 60,000 now. Yeah. But in reality, we always knew we need more than 100,000 clients to really make it a sustainable business. This transaction puts us immediately about 150,000. Mm. So we go from a position where we're trying to grow to scale to being at scale. Mm. Also, the two businesses are somewhat complementary in that our short-term insurance business is sort of operating more in the middle-income market, mainly selling motor insurance, mm-hmm. whereas Alexander Forbes is slightly wealthier and older clientele with sort of slightly more comprehensive product offering.
All right. What's your assessment of the insurance business, particularly in South Africa, given so much that's happening with the economy?
Yeah, the economy is definitely not helping. That's limiting the growth rates in terms of top line. A big part of insurance business, though, is the underwriting experience. Mm-hmm. And industry-wide, that has been improving for the last number of years.
Yeah.
Maybe Uber's got something to do with it. Maybe cars are getting better. Maybe people are becoming more responsible. Mm. Maybe the weather's been good. But motor insurance, for the last 20 years I've been involved, has always been a very difficult industry. Mm-hmm. But the last few years, it has improved for a number of, I would probably argue, structural issues.
Yeah. Speaking of Uber, I mean, that's one of the companies that's probably one of the biggest disruptors that we've seen, and we'll probably see a lot more. But while we're on the topic of Uber, there's technology and people moving to more digital channels. What opportunities are you seeing from a Momentum side when it comes to digital channels for clients and how that industry is actually coming together with insurance?
It's a great question. To be honest, that move to digital has been surprisingly slow in insurance.
Yeah.
At this stage, the vast majority of our clients prefer to deal face-to-face. Now, we're obviously getting to a position where you can buy some of our products online. Mm-hmm. Not all by any means yet, but motor insurance actually is one that is a relatively simple product, which you could put more on an online or a digital platform.
Yeah.
It will change the industry, but maybe not as quickly as people think. Mm. I think when you're dealing with money, people still want that trust factor of having some face-to-face interaction.
Mm. Given what's going on with the economy and how tough it is for people out there, from your side as a business, are you still on track with that three-year growth with regards to growing your earnings at a particular level by 2021?
We are. Now, clearly, as the economy remains in the doldrums, we're probably tracking more the lower end of the range we gave than the upper end of the range.
Yeah.
But we have no reason not to still stick to that guidance.
Mm-hmm.
I also noticed that I think people who are our clients in the insurance side are slightly different to your average consumer that's spending lots. So there might be a little bit of self-selection in terms of people who are financially a bit more mature that come to our client base. So we do see the collection rates, for example, drop off a little bit, but it's marginal. It's not quite as cyclical as some other industries.
Yeah. In this particular industry, and particularly in this environment, some people might be a little bit cautious when it comes to making acquisitions because they might say, well, you know, let's wait it out, see how the rest of the year goes. Maybe early next year we might do something. From your side and your team, as you sit together, what ticks off the boxes for you to say this is an acquisition we should definitely get into? And let's ignore the noise a little bit because we're seeing opportunity.
Yeah, as I mentioned right in the beginning, it's an asset we've always been interested in. Mm-hmm. Now, we don't control when it comes to the market.
Yeah.
So the asset became available and we immediately noticed and had a bit of a think about it. And we exactly had those things like, okay, it's not the best time in the world to be buying an asset. Because of the weak economy. But in the end, our view is that we are a South African insurance company. Yeah. We believe that South Africa will eventually turn around economically. it means that we need to build a portfolio on a long-term view,
yeah.
not just wait for the economy to turn. The other thing that's interesting is that there was a lot of interest in this asset. Mm-hmm. So as difficult as the South African economy is,
yeah.
The big insurers are still willing to sort of bring out the checkbook when attractive assets do come out.
Speaking of attractive assets, are you seeing opportunities elsewhere, either locally or perhaps in different parts of the continent that might be attractive?
Yeah, so there are obviously assets available on the continent, in South Africa.
Yeah.
You have to be selective. Clearly, 2 billion rand now is a big acquisition for us, so we need to bed this down.
Yeah.
You know, maybe take a bit of a breather before we do anything else. But I would be surprised if we don't do some other transactions over, let's say, 2-3 year period.
Okay.
So I do think the industry will continue to consolidate. Mm. And I suppose my primary thinking there is that the regulatory environment and the cost of distribution, all those things are maybe becoming a bit more difficult rather than easier
yeah.
for the smaller players to survive. So I do think there'll be further consolidation, and I think we have to play some part in it.
Your outlook for the second half of this year?
Well, our financial year end is 30th of June, so we're actually coming to the end of our financial year. I would say that the recent stock market performance early in the year clearly helps us, because I would say nearly half our revenues come from asset-based fees like an asset manager would.
Yeah.
The other thing that's happening is that our underwriting experience remains good. In other words, claims environment remains very strong. The only thing that is really concerning is the ability to sell new business. Mm. So our existing clients remain surprisingly loyal, but like you said earlier, companies struggle to commit, but so do individuals.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for the weakish economy, I think we'll be confident about the second half of the calendar year.
Risto, thank you so much for your time. That is the CFO of Momentum Metropolitan, Risto Ketola.